Blog
hey,
Talk
welcome.
Radio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Live with Larry. Sorry for the month of October. It was filled with lots of crazy holidays, personal stuff, and also a lot, you know, well, as I said, personal stuff. But in the meantime, let's go for the crux of the matter. Before I do so, I want to bring in, of course, my co-hosts. Oh, just let them know that I'm on here. Bear with me a second. There we go. Anyway, you know, one of the things that really gets to me is the power, both positive and negative, of pride. There's so many people are so caught up in their own pride that they forget, they almost destroy themselves. Now, there are different types of pride, of course. I mean, if you, like, for example, if you're an accomplished athlete, business person, honest and ethical, of course, or an actor or artist or whatever, and you've worked and you've created something that won awards or what have you, you should be proud of yourself for that. If you teach or mentor somebody that becomes successful because of your teaching, that's something to be proud of too, right? And that's I'm talking about the destructive pride that exists in a lot of people. Back in the 70s, there was a family of four. You know, father, mother, two boys, both about teenagers. And the father was a down and out salesman who was having a sales slump. And as a result, around Thanksgiving time, he wasn't able to afford to have a Thanksgiving meal for his family like they were used to. Now this was the woman's fourth marriage. Other three divorced or what have you for whatever reason. Anyway, it was Thanksgiving, and this guy was pretty distraught. His children were standing next to a barren Christmas tree. And all of a sudden there was a knock on the door. Goes to the door, answers it, and says, and it was a guy that brought a, from one of those community service places, brought a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner, and says, and don't take charity. And was about to shut the door in the guy's face when the guy had put his foot there, and he says, listen, I understand you don't want to accept it for yourself, but you're going to deprive your children? And he looked back at his boys, he looked at the guy, he looked at the box, and he reluctantly accepted the gift. By Christmas, he had packed his bags and left. He was too proud to face his family, and as a result, nobody knows whatever happened to the guy. That's, that is not exactly a story that's foreign to anybody. Things like that happen every single day. And the guy was so, you know, because his pride was so hurt and injured by a gesture of someone else actually giving him something so that his family could have a Thanksgiving meal. He was so distraught that he couldn't live with himself anymore. And so many people have that destructive pride that it really destroys families and slowly kills people. I mean, I've mentioned in the past about my, you know, my family, how my dad died when he was, you know, a naval, you know, guy, in, you know, an ex-Navy man. Come back, drive a cab, try to go to school to bookkeeping, only to have a disability and be unable to, as a result of something from his service in the Navy and subsequently a major car accident and whatnot, to go from that to basically giving up because he becomes so disabled he couldn't. It's so hard to really see the forest for the trees when you're so wrapped up in your own sorrows. And yet, this destructive pride is prevalent, especially among seniors, who go back to or the Holocaust, or even later on, and just have had hard times of one type or another. Every single one of us suffers hard times. The thing that really gets to me, though, is how do you handle the hard times? How do you cope? It is different for everybody. Years ago, I used to work for a company called Life Alert. I'm sure everybody's heard of it. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. And I worked in the sales office out of East Brunswick. The people were pretty good, although I still think management kind of, you know, leads and take advantage of the sales reps and even sabotage deals, which kind of boggles the mind because the more sales you make, the more money you make, the better commissions and profits come into the company. But it doesn't always work that way. But the customers that we would call upon, the people that had inquired because of those TV commercials or the ads in the AARP magazine or wherever, they would send them the brochure and have a rep call them to offer the Life Alert system, and it was pretty pricey. Worth it, saves lives. But the thing is, a lot of the seniors, a lot of the people that needed it, would refuse to take advantage of it. Not necessarily because of the expense involved. I mean, let's face it. Yes, it is $30 a month up to like $100 a month or whatever, depending on which program. But there are people that would not wear the button, would refuse to even entertain the idea because they feel it would diminish their independence, make them disabled. It's not about making you disabled. I should have one, and I'm only 53. I was in my 30s when I realized that it would have been a good idea for me to have it. Here's why. I was laid off from a job. In the meantime, the next day I was getting myself ready to go out and look for another one. And lo and behold, I got this pain in my back, and I keeled over. And I was having a hard time getting up to walk. This was in the shower. I had to climb over the tub and literally crawl. Thank goodness no bones were broken. Crawl over the tub, crawl across the hall from the bathroom to the bedroom, just to get to the telephone. I was in my 20s at the time, not a big deal. It turns out that it was some kind of an infection. But it was scary. I had to go in an ambulance and everything. The point of the matter is that something like that, to be able to push a button and call for help rather than having to go through that. Heaven forbid you're living in a big house, you get on a ladder to change a light bulb, you fall off the ladder, and you break your leg. Nobody's expected to come to the house for hours. What are you going to do? Things, you know, accidents happen. A device like that could save your life. I'm not saying you should go out and buy yourself a life alert. But like I say, it's a device that could save your life. I don't care how old you are. But the thing is, that kind of pride, if it's done in a certain way, it doesn't matter. I mean, you've got some things that are just that you feel so strongly about. But the thing is, everybody suffers from pride of one type or another. If anybody wants to call in, my phone number here is 347-637-1843. Finally, I'm able to see where I'm going here. All right. Hopefully, I'll be able to get my buddy Sam to come on board and realize that we are on the air. I also kind of miss White Rapper. Let me find White Rapper. But getting back to the issue of pride. Remember the beginning I told you the story about the family of four? Well, one of those boys grew up to be a national, even international success as a public speaker, author, coach, where he's literally helped people from all walks of life, everyone from kids on the street to heads of state to captains of industry, people like Andre Agassi, former President Clinton. Even Princess Diana. I'm referring to Tony Robbins, who actually is one of the people,